Hi Clubbers,
I'm Nicole Goodman
and I'm Lauren Mishcon,
and this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
I don't even want to ask if you disinfected yours. I think I'd rather not know. Let me just play this to you instead.
Right, it's in. I put it in, then I coughed and it fell out, so I had to try again. So I'm doing it now. It buzzes, you feel the buzz, and then while it buzzes, you contract, you squeeze, and then when it stops, you let go. It's gonna take a little bit of getting used to. It's a weird, it's a funny thing.
That's just how I felt all week. Like, oh, it's a funny old thing, this.
I love that you coughed and it fell out.
Literally.
Do you reckon in like a month's time of using it, if you cough, it will stay in? Is that the kind of half the test?
Oh my God. I don't know, but I was like, the whole thing just flew out.
I hope you were on your own in the bathroom.
I was in the kitchen on my own.
You were in the kitchen?
Yeah, I was in the kitchen. No one really comes into the kitchen unless I call lunch, dinner.
Hold on. Where did you insert it?
In my vagina.
No. I didn't think it went in your eye. No.
In the kitchen.
So hold on. So you're standing in your kitchen in the middle of the day with a house full, because everybody's home all the time.
Yeah.
You took your trousers off, you pulled down your knickers and you put it in the kitchen.
Then I did up my trousers and carried on with my day.
Why did you do it in the kitchen?
Because the gadget was in my kitchen. I was in my kitchen. And, you know, why would you not multitask this stuff? We're not doing Nixon anymore.
I don't understand. I think that's really bizarre. And then you cooked.
Did you?
Yeah, I think that's really bizarre. Like, wouldn't you just do it in the bathroom? Surely everybody would do it in the bathroom.
No, I didn't feel the need to do it in the bathroom. So
what would you have done if your 14-year-old had walked in mid-insertion?
Well, something almost worse than that happened on the Friday, which I think was possibly my favourite moment of the whole week. So it was in the kitchen in its little pouch. It comes with a little satin pouch.
So you've kept it in the kitchen?
Yeah, I just kept it in the kitchen.
It's now next to my pots and pans, and that is its home.
Well, at this point, it was like on the kitchen sofa, and we were having Friday night dinner, and then my 14-year-old left the table and sat on the sofa. And he is like one of those kids that fiddles. He's a right fiddler, twiddler, fiddler, like always has to be fiddling with things. And so he opened the pouch and took
Lauren.
This thing out and started dangling it around. And he was like, what is this? And I just looked at him, and Ollie looked at him, and he looked at me. He went, oh my God, is it like a woman's thing? Is it a woman's thing? I went, yeah, it's a woman's thing. And if I were you, I'd put it straight back in the pouch where you found it. His face. It was such fun.
Did he ever ask any more questions about
it? No way. If you were a 14-year-old boy, would you ask your mum questions about it? No,
I wouldn't. But I have two girls and they ask a lot of questions about everything.
No, didn't. So that was Friday. And then this was Saturday.
Have you ever had a morning discussing your internet and broadband speed in your bedroom with a strange man whilst a Kegel pelvic floor trainer buzzes from inside your vagina? No? Well, I have. That was a first and hopefully a last.
Okay, I have a lot of questions about that voice note. Firstly, is there a strange man in your bedroom? Or were you on the phone?
No, a physical strange man.
Oh, there was an actual person in your bedroom who was not your husband?
Correct. Right. He was with my husband. My husband brought him up to the bedroom to discuss our broadband speed.
Second question.
Yeah.
Did you insert it in the kitchen and walk up the stairs? Because I'm assuming that would have caused a few problems. Or did it then go upstairs into your bedroom where normal people would keep the pelvic floor trainer.
After Friday's fiddling, I took it to my bedroom to be a more appropriate parent. And then on Saturday...
It took you 4 days.
It took me a week, yeah. And then on the Saturday morning, I was trying it in my own bedroom. I was fully dressed. And then, yeah, Ollie came up with the broadband man and a bzzz, bzzz, and I just sort of... Yes, I feel, yes, the broadband speed is fine up in like that. That was Saturday.
No, that's too much. Could you even focus on what he was saying? You must have been so aware of down there.
I was so aware, so aware. I just said nothing. It's just like, sort of nodded and smiled.
It's fine up here. Please go.
Please go away. Yes, it's fine. I can send emails to my heart's delight now. Please leave my bedroom now.
I'm also interested in that you put it in, you pull your knickers up, you pull your trousers up, and then you go and do something else. Are you always standing when you used it?
Yes. Are you not?
Well, we'll get to that, won't we?
Oh, okay. And then... oh gosh, are we really going to go there today? It sounds like we are. The climax of the week, if you'll excuse the phrase, was Sunday. Sunday was Valentine's Day. I was awoken to my husband playing Barry White music, and then he just sort of got on top of me. That was how I woke up on Sunday morning.
There's and worse then, ways, I'll be honest, to be woken
then
up.
Then he used the phrase, you know, your pelvic floor, it's just a muscle like all muscles. It needs to be used regularly to keep it in good shape. And I thought, well, he's right.
He knows the week we're doing.
He does. Right. He does. And I thought, well, he's right. I should put this shit to the test. So I did.
And?
Well, I have to say it was exactly the same.
But then you might need to be doing it a bit longer than a week.
Yes, we actually had a whole discussion about it. And I was like, well, as you know, from your point of view, how's my pelvic floor? He's like, it's literally exactly the same as before you had any children. So, that, you know, I feel
oh, that's
heartened.
Good.
I feel heartened. Yes. By that. So, oh dear Lord, I've really overshared and hope your father isn't listening this week. But that's my pelvic floor.
My dad is going to listen to this week when he sees the title. My mum might, or maybe I'll tell my mum not to.
I can live with that.
Your
mother
mum listens to this too.
Yeah, my mum is down with all the vagina stuff. She's my mother, like seriously, it's fine. So that's my week. So let's hear about yours. I don't think you're gonna overshare, so that's okay.